know we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drum roll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
There. Welcome back for the great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. Every Tuesday, we get on the mic and we answer your questions that you submit. All you have to do is go to
hostinghotline.com.
Thank you. And record your voice.
We want to hear you.
It makes us very happy when we hear your voice.
It does. So let's get to today's voice, Katrina.
Hi, I have a quick question for you guys about your opinion on giving out the address of the house to guests. Recently, I've been having guests contact me through Vrbo asking for the address in advance of their stay. Now, some of these guests are asking for that information. They send me an inquiry and they ask for the physical address so they can check it out before they book months ahead. In other cases, they are booking, paying the initial deposit, and then asking for the physical address about 2 months before they're even going to be staying there. I personally am a little uncomfortable giving out my address that early on, but I'd like to get your thoughts. On the one hand, this person has my entire calendar and can see when my house is going to be completely empty. And now they know this address is going to be empty. And just because they don't have the code for my front door does not mean that they can't break in. But on the other hand, I think I've been hearing some rumblings from some folks booking a place and then they show up and it isn't a valid booking. So I really wanted to just get some ideas and get your thoughts on this. What are best practices right now?
This is coming on the heels of
Annette and I having a night out with some friends who also use Vrbo. And they mentioned to us that Vrbo has always been their trusted channel. Like, they get guests from Airbnb, they get guests from Vrbo. And when they get guests from Vrbo, it's like they can breathe easy. It's going to be great. But as of late, the guests on Vrbo have been the ones that are coming in and smoking pot. Or, I'm sorry, bringing a what? Like a... What kind of gun was it? But what kind? It had an extended magazine or something.
Yeah, I don't know. A 29er or 30 clip or something. It's not. It's actually not funny, but we were so blown away. So, Katrina.
Real quick. And they think the reason why that's happening is because if users are getting booted off of Airbnb, apparently their theory is that they're going to Vrbo and trying to book that way. So our response is coming off the heels of hearing that story. It just feels like, whoa, Vrbo, what is going on?
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
Listeners, it wasn't just one guest also. Mm-hmm. It has been
a string
of guests recently. And this has, like they said, they've been hosting for a decade. This is new to them. They do have larger properties. Just FYI, there's been a lot of activity at them with these particular guests. So we do want, you know, it's our job to share that with you. These are trusted hosts. We want to let you know that. So with that being said, the first thing that I heard you say, Katrina, and I want you to honor that, is you are not comfortable giving the address out that early. So you are the business owner. Okay. So two things there. I want you to make sure your comfort level is there, but two, you are a business owner. So you need to make sure Sarah was before, you know, we listened to all the questions ahead of time. Make sure that's in your house rules. Make sure that's in your description. I give the address out however many days ahead of time that you are comfortable with that. So that way you're treating every guest equally. You have right there in your house rules, like per our house rules, you can see that the address will be given to you as many days ahead of time as you feel comfortable. But the one thing I can offer is, if someone hasn't even booked your place yet, I would never give my address away. But you can also just, you know, it's the way that you communicate with them through the inquiry, through the booking, is maybe you just give them a really great general area. Is there a landmark that you can say, hey, I'm within walking distance of XYZ? You know, there's a way to answer the question without giving the exact address and still be a really good host and hopefully get the booking if it's really just them wanting to know where your home is.
In response to you putting yourself in their shoes and feeling like, well, I don't want to show up to a home that isn't yet a rental, you can direct them to all of your reviews. You can direct them to, if you have a website, there are ways, hosts, that we can prove we are legitimate. When you book with us, we will give you accurate address. You can let them know that this is where you'll be getting the address from and at what time, so they can rest easy. And what I would do if I were you is not give that address out until, I don't know if you're like a really large vacation rental property or if you're more of a metro property, you don't need to give that address out to 3, 4, 5 days before their arrival. If you're a large vacation rental property where it's taking a lot of coordination from people coming in from airports and things of that nature, I think, you know, 7 to 12 days before their arrival, when you give them the exact address and their final payment is paid and there is a more strict cancellation policy at that point. So go, like Annette said, go with your gut, but not the most important part, but make sure your house rules are very clear so that no one feels like they're being discriminated against. You do this with anyone who books with you or inquires with you.
And it's just something that, you know, ahead of time, just know, this is how far out, no matter what the booking is, no matter if it's a one-night stay, two-night stay, and then as you hire a team, they know exactly the time frame that you release the address. But great question, host. Be on your toes.
Stay vigilant.
But also every guest, you know, you just want to make sure it's an alignment, both of you, that they're going to have a great stay and you're going to have a great guest.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.